The Gemara is looking psach in the flamen of Menalf. Amar of Hilchasa Chamas Bizman, the Yosef B'mashu. So we started learning a little bit last week, but we're definitely this week. The halacha is that Chamas is not bottled on Pesach. Before Pesach, Chamas could be bottled, but on Pesach itself, once it's Zman Nissa, Chazal will go is a special chumra that even though most Yisrim are bottled, you have to know the Gedar, Min B'minei, Min B'sheni Minei, Lach B'lach, and Yevash B'yevash, but B'decha Klal, most Yisrim are bottled B'shishim. The chametz chazal machmir that it's a finger b'elachol bottle. It's not bottle at all. The kivega was just a shayla. Halchol ma'isa. Somebody found the Pesach. He was cooking a tagoros chicken, so maybe a soup, a chicken soup, and he found a chita bakua. He found a broken piece of wheat in the soup, in the chicken. A broken piece of wheat that gets cooked is a chayav bale chametz. So it's a tiny little piece of chametz. So on the piece of wheat that he found, that piece of chametz, of course, you take it out. And it's on Pesach itself. There'd be a chiyuv beer. If you find chametz on Pesach itself, you mechuyev to mevar. You're free to burn it right then and there on Pesach. Chol shayach, what do you do on Yom Tov? On Yom Tov, you kaif a lov keli and you wait the chol hamoed to burn it. In certain cases of al kaponim, the piece of chametz you would burn. But what about the rest of the pot, the rest of the tafshel? So that also the halacha is chayav pasha. That's our halacha. The chametz is not bottled, even if there was one piece of wheat, then it was much more than shishim in the pot. But the whole pot is asa. But the shaila was b'negeya tashbisu, the mitzvah of being mavaya the pot. You have to take the pot. And the shaila was the pot was a kli cheres. If the pot would have been a regular kli, a kli basil, you would for havara to destroy the chametz in the pot, you would do hagola. You would take the chicken, you would throw it out, and you burn it. The pot, you do hagola, that's how you would be mekayim tashbisu. The problem was, he was a klicheres. And klicheres, you cannot do hagola. And like the Gemara says in Psochem, the flamed klicheres, toyo heido al klicheres, shen yetzim in the day from loyalam. Hagola doesn't help. So there was tam of chametz in this pot. So is there a chiyiv tashbisu on that also? So the Rav that asked the Shaila, he said, Baal Boston in this town came to him with the Shaila. And the Rav told him, yes, you got to destroy everything. Everything is chametz, and chametz b'mashu, nothing is bottle. You have to take the chicken, the chametz, the pot. This would be mavar, all of it, destroy all of it on Pesach. And he wrote to Mekivega that he was telling over the shagun of some of his friends. He met some of his friends in Yom Tov, and he quotes them by name. The Rav Afila was a neighboring town, and the Rav Ashlank, the Rav another town. And they told him that you pass him too quickly. You were mafsid the guy, kli cheres. Because they were to say as far that the whole halacha of chametz b'zman is asav b'mashu, that's only on the issa achil and issa hana. It's an issa achil and issa hana that we say it's not bottled. But b'negeya bal yiroya by motzah and b'negeya the chiv of tashbisu, that maybe it is bottled. We don't find that this halacha of the chametz b'mashu goes even on bal yiroya by motzah and chiv tashbisu. So they what? So they're really asking on the klicheres, and the shayla of the klicheres was they told me you should have told the guy take the klicheres and put it away and use it after Pesach, and from now on it'll be a kli chametz. Maybe it was a Pesach keli by him. He used to use this klicheres every Pesach, and now it became a kli chametz. But there's no reason to destroy it. It's a keli. It's a valuable keli. Put it away and save it. You don't have to mevayir it. There's no din. That was their chiddush. They wanted to say there's no is the din of chos mashu is not going by yoreh by matzah. So you can put away klicheres. So Ritzi is saying the same thing with the chicken itself. Take the chicken and put it away to the Pesach. So I think the reason why Pasha they didn't ask the shayla on the chicken was the shayla was over 200 years ago when there was no refrigeration, there was no freezers, and the chicken would have spoiled. Maybe if it would be the last day Pesach mechates to save it till tomorrow, but maybe it was the first day. And the thing today, but today you would have the same shayla on the if you could take the food and put it in the freezer, and put it on paper, mark it chametz, do not eat on Pesach. But you can put it away with and save it after Pesach. There's no chiyuv tashbisu to destroy right now. That you don't see chametz mashu. So basically, this is the chakira that the Yisrael Kivega and the Santa doesn't state this before the Kivega. This shayla is not put down. This halacha that chametz mashu who asks on Pesach is that only on this achil and sana? Is that also on the chiyuv on the issa by Rabbi Matzah and the chiyuv tashbisu, the chiyuv to destroy the keli? What do you say now? For the chiyuv bayor bayor motzah, that chametz is bottle. And there's no chiyuv tashbisu. And it's just asa b'chinam wa na'asa. You can take the keli and you can put it away till after Pesach. And that was the shayla. So, Kirik answers back basically with a few different svaras. Each svara for itself is something to think into. The first thing Kirik answered back was that let's look at the tam. What's the reason why Chazal asked chametz b'mashu? What's the reason? So it says, it's really a machlekes yishenim. Some Rishonim say it's a rush in Pesachim, Perikol Shosim, and hey, it's also the rush is also in Sechter Zara, Perikasim Machavtes. That he says the reason why Chazal was so machmir chametz is because chametz is a karis, and he says another reason also, which is the second reason, also the loy bedingim in shemine kol shata, because people don't stay away from it the whole year. When I'm fashion learned, the rush is combining both reasons, because the first reason alone that chametz is chama because as it's a karis would not be reason in itself to be so machmir, because we find all these surim that have karis. We find dam chelev. We don't find that dam chelev asus b'mashu. Dam and chelev is bach b'shishim. So the teretz is the rush says when we combine both reasons together, that's where chazal machmir is. Also, the second reason is loy b'dingim in ayinshi. People don't stay away from it. Dam and chelev, people know a whole year they stay away from it. They're always careful with it. But chametz is a zach. You used to, you know, you see a piece of cake and if you won't remember it's Pesach. You know, you went. You're not going to be dingy, many people don't go away from it. Therefore, Chazal were extra machmir chametz plus the reason that it's in Issacharis. So you take these two reasons together, and that's why they made a special halacha. The chametz is not bottle on Pesach. There's a meaning of tandem kivege. Part of the reason. What?
So why are you saying both reasons? Why isn't there a reason?
Why isn't that enough of a reason? I guess they wouldn't. Is there any other case you can think of as Leibidinga Menei? Chayr is the only thing we can think of. What else is Leibidinga Menei besides chametz? What else? But it is a combination of both reasons. It's also because of the chaim of karis that seems to be clause. The main is that the pivega, according to this reason, the whole din of chametz not bottles only in something that's a karis. That's only the isachila. But the Issa Bayi Matzah does not have an Issa Karis. There's only a Lavin. It's very Chomedic and Lavin, so it's two Lavin every second. But it's not. There's no Issa Karis. So the Svara of Chomes Mashu would not apply to Bayi Rabbi Matzah. Kiveg explains, but it does apply to Issa Hana, and Issa Hana also does not have Karis. So Kiveg says, the nice Issa Hana is Makusha to Issa Achila. It's something from the same Pasuk. It's something from also from that Drash of Leyachal. Since it's all in the same Pasuk, and this achila is chama, the meaning of the machma is sana also, that it's not bottle. But when the gay by your by matzah, since it doesn't have this chama, Dr. Kivega taka, there won't be a din of the chama zah, it will be bottle. When the gay by your by matzah, it will be bottle. So it's very interesting to zah, that when the gay by your by matzah, it's bottle, when the gay this achila is sana, it's not bottle. But that's sort of coming out this far. Then Kivega explains, there's a second reason why chama zah is not bottle. We once went through this dramam shita because it's stavish shishamatirin. It's a little bit of a cheshire, a little bit complicated, won't go into it, but Kiveg wants to explain that even according to Rambam also, it's only a svar for the Sachin and the Sana, it's not a svar for the Bayur Rabbi Matzah. And then the Kiveg says another svar. He wants to say, since what's muvla is not nikka, that's another reason why it's not nikka, and it's really be'etzim in a Torah bottle, he wants to say that itself is the hashbasa. Now this is what you have to understand, because Kiveg is saying some sort of svar over here, that since the tam is blue in the keli and it's not nikka, and be'etzim it is bottle, that itself is the reason why it should be mushbas. It should be considered that it's already mushbas mam, it's already destroyed from the world. So it's a bit of shvet to understand what that sorry is, because when a gay is a ching a sana, we say it is here. We don't say so, but umaisa, those are the words of Kivega, so something to think about. But then the Kivega he says a little bit different. And he seems to be saying it's in a different shtickle. He seems to think another svar, which is also the mechushtik svar. He wants to say, since the blue in the kingly is not niru motzi, that's his lashon. Since it's not niru motzi, mainly it's not shayach baliro bali motzi. Baliro bali motzi is something you could see or something that's motzi. And this, that's already, it's already moved in the kingly, it's not niru, it's not motzi. Now this svar is zeishvah, because we know that the issa baliro bali motzi really is not, has anything to do with what you see or what's motzi. This is the bailus. The fact that you own it, it could be if someone has a deer in Eretz Yisrael, he's over. You don't have to see it. And if I can also,
but today you
can
see it.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. But that's the kasha. But again, also if the chametz is not yours, a person walks by, we don't do it. But well, nice, there's no aver. You're not to look at chametz. You're not to look at. You're not to be in the same room with chametz. Also, There's no buy rabbi mitzvah doesn't mean don't see it and don't and it should not be there. It means don't own it. You're not gonna own it. I mean, what's up with Kivega? Oh, so I was thinking like Gabriel said, Kivega saying a Mardi Gachidish. And that's again, the Torah said on Lashon Bayi Rabbi Motzah. It has to be a Zach, which is Roy to be Re'iyah, Roy to see, and Roy to be Motzi. If it's something which you cannot see and it's not Motzi, like it's blue in the Kaili, it's time to be Kivega. It's not Shech on the Bayi Rabbi Motzah, even though you own it, even though you have buying Lashon. It's Mardi Gachidish. Then the Kivega wants to say another Chiddush also in Mechush Shagatam. He says, the fact that it's bottle min haTorah is a meaning that there won't be an issa of Bayu Matzah. There won't be a issa of Tashbisu. Tashbisu.
So is it? What? The case when you might find that there'll be a Kodu.
Yeah.
It's first, Shalom said that because it will fall down and you're not going to burn it right away and you're going to be able to Bayu Matzah. But when it's there and you don't know that it's there, you're not
owning it. Who says that? Pasha, what do you mean? If you own it, you're not owning it.
If it falls down, they say the Russian, it falls down, and it can be menace, and you're not going to get to burn it.
Isn't that something else that tells you come to Hashem Yevin Lachloy? Yevin Lachloy?
No, but those who Hashem, others say that you won't do it right away. You won't do the straight for right away. You'll hold it a little bit.
But Pasha by Rabbi Matzah goes on the bialis, not on the Riyah. Okay, but that was that other chish. But then Kivega says another svar also you have to understand what he's saying, but he says since it's mutam in a Torah to keep it, there's no mitzvah tashbisu. So the bias of this you have to understand Maisacha, we're going on the tzad that it should not be bottom of the Rabbanon. But the Kivega wants to say, even if it's not bottom of the Rabbanon, but since it is bottom in a Torah, there's no mitzvah tashbisu. And it, the Mr. Tashbisu will go with the, has to be something that's betzim here. But since it's bottom in a Torah, it's a shver svar, but that's okay. So I took it into all of them. I had a different kasha on the whole Kivega. The way the Shayang was asked to Kivega and the way he writes it over and he's mitzadet, the Shayang was that the Rav asked him, the Rav told him that he passed him to break the Klicheres. He didn't tell him to burn the Klicheres. The first Rav held that the Issa by Yoreh by Matzah goes even on Chomes Mashu. The Din of Chomes Mashu, the Chomes Napato goes even on by Yoreh by Matzah. And this Kehil, he had to be Mavar. But what he told him to do the Klicheres was break it, just to be Shevet. And Kivega, when he's Metzad in the Shang, he also says that. Do you have to break it? You don't have to break it. And he ends off, you don't have to break it. So my question was, what does breaking help? If you're on the Tzad that you have a Chiyah Bia on this Kehil, if you break it, the Chomes is still there. There's still Balua. Maybe it's not usable, but the Chomes is still there. So what is the what's Kivega saying that on the tzad that there's a din by yor by matzah even on and chametz is not bottle even on the blue shabakeli, what does it help to break it? So my father wanted an answer for Kivega, wanted to say that could be Kivega held that even isad rabbon on the chametz of mashahu, the chametz not bottle, it has to have a gather. What's the gather? What the chazal asa? It's bottle, it's not here. What the chazal asa? Kem zogin, the chazal asid, since it's roi to be as I similar to Chatzis Shia, since it's roi to be mitzdarif, and the mashu should become something. The mashu should become, you can be mitzdarif to it, and the mashu will be a b'sadab chasha. Is a meaning that's what Kivega is saying. Once you break the klicheres, it can never be mistaken. You can kozman, you don't break the klicheres, you can always cook in it, and the tam of the chametz could go into an oichel, and it can be mistaken to an oichel, and you'll have something over here. But once you break the klicheres, then it can never, that tam will never come out, will never be used. It's a meaning that's the beer. That's the chayv Kivega is saying, which is a big chiddush. Because you would think that according to the tzad that there's a chayv beer on the keli, you would have to take the keli, taka, burn the keli. But the Kivega doesn't say that. Even according to that tzad, that there's a chayv beer on the keli also, by Rabbi Matzah goes on Chos Masha also, you only have to break the keli.
Okay.
Well, that's always the din, b'negei tuma.
Right, that's the way you bottle it, because the only way it has a key.
Yeah, I was thinking that. We find that by tuma.
By tuma,
that's what we find, right.
That's because it's been clean.
Right. That's right. But over here, it's not shechel. Over here, the mitzvah of the chametz is there.
Yeah, but when you get it, it's mushbash. What makes it have a key in it is because it's here in a clean. You can use the clean.
That's what my father's saying. That's the hashbasa, because now it can never be used, and it has. And even though the chametz mashu is still here, but the chametz mashu has a gather. The gather is that it can come to be used, can't be mitzdarif. Okay. Another thing to speak about was Zalachun in Shulchan Aruch Chaim Simtosim Achzayin Sevyud. Chava Paskin Tanagoyinus Shabonga Tam Chomus Pesach. But if a chicken, a farmer sees that his chicken ate chomus on Pesach, the chomus is still there in the chicken's stomach. He said you should have to get rid of it. You can't keep the chomets. And mainly have a problem. The chomets is in the chicken's stomach. So what does the farmer do? So the Machal Paskins Mutta Limka Tanagoyinus Machomets Shabaseicher Lein Yehudi Chusma the Mei Chomets. What you do is take this chicken, sell it to a guy. That's how you mavar it. You get out of your rishus. You sell it to a guy, chutzmid mecham shabbos, and sell it. Don't make any profit. Don't have any enough in the chametz. Somehow, if you could get an extra payment, the fact the chicken's a little bigger, a little more mafutim, a little heavier, but don't sell it for the mechametz. Just sell the chicken. You're having enough from the chametz, and you're just selling the chicken in fatik, and you got out of your shus. That's your way of getting this chametz out of your shus. The Ramos is a little bit different. The Kivega in that tshuva, some in your test, he talks about it. He explains the machoikas, the machab and Ramos, but that's the machabashita. You just sell the chicken. The Tzemach David on the Kivega, he asked the Santa Kasha. He says, it's a very interesting Yishami. There's a Yishami that says, and it's brought down Lalocha in the Pimagodim, Erechaim Simtaf Memches, and the Mechasun brings that also, Mitzvah Yates. Yishami says, there's an Issa to be Maichel Chomis to Behemah Shohefka on Pesach. That's Yishami. And we learned it out from the Pasuk of Lo Yochel. What's Yishami saying? Yishami is saying, Merdi Gechidish. Even Chomis, which is not yours, like chametz shein shalai, chametz hefka, and even a behemoth that's not yours, or birds in the street, you're not going to take a piece of chametz in the street and give it to a behemoth shel hefka, or throw it to the oven, throw it to the pigeons. You're not going to do that, even though it's not your chametz, and even though let's say you don't even touch it, you move it with something else, and even though the behemoth is not yours or the bird is not yours, and you have no hanafim from it, it's still asa. And it's all went down from the pasuk of lo yachol. You're not going to feed anyone or any animal chametz. This is Yishami's Darbonon. You can't still say that it's an Isidar Isa, but Yishami's saying in Isidar Bonon, and it's an Asmach that's being Masmechon on this Pasuk of Lo Yochel. You're not going to feed Chametz on Pesach also not, a goldfish or anything, even if it's not yours, or fish in a pond, even if it's not yours, and it's not your Chametz, and you're behemoth, and you have no, you shouldn't do the Maisa be Meichel. So, Meila, back to Tzemach David, when you sell this Tanagelos to a guy, why aren't you over this Isidar Bonon? When you sell it to a guy, you're giving him this tanagoyngus to eat with the chametz inside it. And this guy is going to go take this tanagoyngus, maybe he'll cook it right then and there, and he'll end up eating it with the chametz inside it. Why don't you over this lo yachol? As I fact, Tzemach David. So I was thinking, I see that I was thinking this also, I was thinking, Teretz is pretty poshut, that there's a chiluk between selling something and being meichel. When you're meichel, your mamish feeding. Over here, you're selling it to the guy. And then the guy goes and he feeds himself. You sold him. The guy took him. What he does with it, that's his business. That's the chayda teretz. Even this Isidar Bonon, what Yishami says, is only mamash to go feed the behemoth. But when you sell it to a guy, you're just selling it to him, and the guy goes and takes it, and then he gives it to himself. It can zayin that to go feed a guy, with taka biyasa, you're not going to go take a piece of chometz, hefka, and put it in front of a guy, and give it to him to eat. That would taka being meichel guy. Another chilgad might be that a guy is a badass. Even when you put food in front of a guy, the guy is a badass, he takes it and he really is feeding himself. Mashen kein behemoths and ovim and birds, they're not badass. And when you put in front of them, it's mamash as you're feeding them. It could be enough communion between these two terutzim if you could give it to a guy. According to the first, what we're saying, our first terutz, you could sell it to a guy and then he goes and feeds himself. But you cannot go feed a guy, you can't go give a guy chametz to eat. Hashem can we'll say the second svar that a guy is a badass, even if you give it to him to eat, right? You're not really being Meichel, he's being Meichel himself, because he has das. The whole issue would only be on to a behemoth. But that's the salacha. Okay, this is the, also say a few, not halacha ma'isa, but a few chidushei halachas that I saw in Hilchos Pesach, mostly from the Igus Moshe, I was looking. In Igus Moshe, Chendarat Simcha Beis, Aizvav, and Moshe is a chidush that alcohol is not called nifsu machinas kalav. The reason is, and Moshe writes, that you know some goyim, they'll take any alcohol, I think even rubbing alcohol, and they could be bekal very easily, they could be masakin it and make it drinkable. They add to it maybe a little water, they dilute it a little bit, they put a little flavoring in it, and even rubbing alcohol, the etzem, it's not, you would think it's nifsu machinas kalav, it's not. You find there's people that want alcoholics, so people that really want to have some alcohol, they'll figure out how to be masakin it very easily to make it drinkable. It's a big chumrah. And I'm not sure if everyone holds that way, but you need to keep rubbing alcohol is a whole shayla of mamash chametz of chametz. Very matzah. What he's yeah, also that you're able to drink, you're able to
fix this alcohol,
and you can make it drinkable. If a guy's really desperate, there's a way to fix it.
The east side is
good. they knew how to make these things very nishtia. And since it's bakal, since it's very easy to make it very nishtia, meaning it's called not nesmachin skalam.
As it is, right.
But that's his chiddush. Maybe part of the chiddush is based on that people do it. He knows people do it. People that really want to drink, you know, they get a little water, a little flavoring. And it's called not nesmachinskan right now because it's called roi nishtiya since they tikkun kal. This is lashon tikkun kal can be done and it is done. There's a million of these things even though as it is right now it's not roi nishtiya kind of, but that'll be awesome. Which is another chiddush that he's very makel with medicine. And I'm not saying everyone. I don't think everyone's makel, but there are these lists which medicines have in them chametz and not. But Moshe holds all pills, anything's in a pill form. There's no shein of chametz, and he bases it on the Gemara Pesachim, the Chafan from base. The Gemara says that if you soyrif chametz v'chochay and you make it mamish into an ash, it becomes ash before Pesach, it's mutter. There's a whole shayin of it became ash on Pesach. It was already asa chametz, and then it became chochay, it became ash on Pesach. That ash could be asa b'hana, at least. Maybe it's not really l'chinga, but it could be asa b'hana. But if it happened before Pesach, it became ashes, then already it's mutter b'hana. It's not considered chametz anymore. The maisa that they do, making a pill into a pill, whatever chametz they use, once it becomes in a pill form, that's similar to eifa. That's his chiddush. That's similar to chachay, and that was burnt, became like ashes. That gemara and psachim, the chafal of chachay, and mainly that's his head of all pills. So another very interesting shayla. It's not negiah this year, but it's negiah when Erev Pesach comes out on Friday, Erev Shabbos, about saying Vehi Noyam. We know the Ramah says in Archaim some race of the K that Matzoi Shabbos we say Vihinoyam is partly a tefillah to have a tzlochen and melacha and panasa the whole week, but we only say Vihinoyam when the whole week is mutter b'melacha. If Yom Tov comes out in the middle of the week, like this year, like every Yom Tov, we don't say Vihinoyam. I never understood that. Why can't you say Vihinoyam to have bracha on the 4 or 5 days of the week? I'm not asking for bracha and panosa for malacha on Yom Tov, chashon. You know, we're not looking to make money on Yom Tov. But what's wrong with having a bracha for the other days? But my says, is this the tefillah of Vehinayim? Because you're davening before Yom Tov, you have Yom Tov, you're skipping Yom Tov. Very nice. Very nice. That could be the spirit. But he's saying, he says, this is zuz of Yom Tov. That's why if we're not going to daven for the whole week, we don't daven Vehinayim. So the shayla is, what about if one of the days of the week is Erev Pesach? Erev Pesach is also b'malacha. How about, can you say b'hinayim? Do you say b'hinayim? So normally, besides Erev Pesach, if Erev Pesach is that week, you have Pesach also that week. So you have already Yom Tov. But it comes out where you have Erev Pesach on Friday, and Pesach comes out on Shabbos. So do you say b'hinayim on a year when Pesach comes out on Friday, and you only so you have every day malacha, but you don't have Erev Pesach, you don't have malacha that day. They ask the same shayla by Purim. What about Purim comes on? Purim Yasvus to Malacha, also not. So it seems Purim, everybody says, you say Vihinayim. Every year, even though the week of Purim, we say Vihinayim, we don't stop. But Erev Pesach, it's a Machoigas. So Charinim to talk about this. The Mishnah Berurah brings down B'Shem B'Derechayim that says that you do say Vihinayim. The Beik Yosef and the Shari Tshuva, the Shatzi brings down also from Shem Yavitz that says that you don't say Vihinayim. So basically, it's a different sheet, this, but I saw in the Sefer Shmeitzer the Moshe in the back, it's like a Sefer on Nigus Moshe. The guy writes Torah Nigus Moshe, and in the back, he has Kuntus Shmuas Moshe, Minhogim for a Moshe. He writes where Moshe said, he himself did not say Vihinayim. There was one year that Erev Pesach came out on Friday, and he thought he didn't say Vihinayim. In that Kuntus Shmuas Moshe, he also brings down the Moshe's Minig that the Kais Rishon of the Abba Kaisis that we make Kiddush on. Some people, even though normally every Shabbos, every Yom Tov, the father makes Kiddush for everyone, but it comes Pesach, everyone makes their own Kiddush. Everyone has their own Kais, but Moshe did not do it that way. And Moshe made Kiddush, everyone picked up the Kais, and it was one of the Abba Kaises for everyone. But Moshe made Kiddush for the whole family, for everyone by the Seder, he made Kiddush, he was my Seder one. That's kind of the way in my Mishpach we do it also. But the father. The Pashtus is, I think, Moshe. I don't know. I mean, everyone's mechuyev in Abba Kaisis. That's the only difference about say the night. Every Shabbos Yom Tov, you just have to be a Tzikidish. So the father's the only one with the Kais, and everyone's a Tzikidish. On Pesach night, everyone has to be a Abba Kaisis, and Abba Kaisis was Mesukin on Kiddush. Don't forget, they were Mesukin each one Kais on the Haggadah, one Kais on Halal, one Kais on Benching, one Kais on Kiddush. Maybe that's the way we Yetzer HaBakayis. Maybe that's that minig, the people that they feel you should make the Kiddush on the Kais, that's the HaBakayis. But Rav Moshe said, no, you could be Yetzer Kiddush al Kais. Everyone has to...
The HaBakayis, it's different. You have to drink your own Kais. That's totally different by yourself. You can't go to somebody else. So maybe you want it to be on that Kais.
I might be telling that famous Biskarov. Is the whole Biskarov on the Kais? It's maybe
Biskarov, it's a different thing.
Right. So when you
were you want the kiddush should be on the coast, and it can't be on Yannis coast. A whole year, kiddush could be on Yannis coast. Because
if you go to history, how most people do it? They everyone makes their own kiddush, or the father makes it. I think people mistook they can't be what to do, but everyone makes. So nice, that's nice. My Zayd did it. My father did it. Something again. What?
Nobody knows by Pesach what the belt's minig is.
Everyone forgets. People forget from year to year.
No, you don't say that. You never get anybody else.
Oh, yeah. But your own family's minig. You know, your own family's minig. Yes. I know. We take it to this way also. This way we mentioned that maybe it was lit. Maybe in Lita it was that way. That the father makes his...
Why do you say Christmas like that?
Say what? Second case that what?
Also, just like the first case when the one was listening
to
everybody.
No, but everyone has a case.
Everyone has a case the first case.
And second case is on Haggadah.
On Haggadah, so one person makes the bracha.
Oh, the bracha, the Bar Piyagafen.
Oh, the
Bar Piyagafen. I don't know. No, that I don't think he did. I think everybody made their own Bar Piyagafen.
The question is why?
Because they're calling them by Bechaz and Bechaz and
whatever. Kiddush is the mitzvah. And Bechaz and Gadol.
That's his question.
Some Muslim Zichut don't like it.
Well, Mike said everyone does the Mishpachas Minik. I'm just saying over the way Mike should do it. Okay. Well, there's Shaila.
Why you make four? That's a good Shaila. Yakimashi said she like on that, maybe one could tell. On why you made four.
Okay, one last shayla. So in the Halicha Shleim from Shlom Zalman Auerbach, the Shlom Zalman was Mesupik, Kelim of Pesach Kelim, this is shayla the whole year. A Pesach Kelim the whole year are they Muksa on Shabbos. And so you have a Pesach Chayse Becha, that's you save for Pesach, it's not Chometz, it's a Pesach Becha. It's a Muksa on every other Shabbos. And he buys Tzarchi, and to me, a Chayish Yipash, it should be Muksa. Because you take a Mekatsa Das not to use it a whole year, you put it away only for Pesach. But Shlom Zalman held, the mice is roi to you. You want to change your mind and start using it for the whole year for chametzik, you can change your mind. It is a keli, it is usable. Maybe it's not muksa. So Shlom Zalman like tzarchin. So Santa Shang think about. But I think in svara and chayr it should be muksa. Here's an end of the something on the Haggadah. On the Haggadah Shal Pesach in Magid we say Baruch Hamok and Baruch Hu. My uncle Michal Tzolangyan, he said over. He heard from Bishop from Boston. They stelt sich an, the Roshan of HaMokim is the Shem Hashem. Baruch HaMokim is one of the Shemes of Hashem. Why do we use this Shem in the Haggadah? From all the Shemes of the Baruch Hashem, it's not a very common Shem that we use for the Baruch Hashem. Why do we say Baruch HaMokim? So he said that HaMokim is also a Shem that's used, Rachman Aslam, by Nechem Avelim. In Nechem Avelim, people say, Menachem, person, HaMokim, Menachem, Yisrael, Yisrael, Shavim, Yitzim. And the Indian of that is, the Bishra went to tell it is, that Hamakim also means the Eibishter is everywhere. And that's what we're telling the Oval. We're telling Menachem the Oval, the Eibishter is everywhere, the Eibishter is with you always. Even B'shas Tzor, Rachman Son, the Eibishter is with you. That's the Nechem. So many of them say, that's what we say by the God also. By the God, when we talk about the Godless, and we're fighting the Godless today, and we say, Baruch Hamakim, the Eibishter is with you. Remember, even in the B'shas Tzor, B'shas Godless, the Eibishter is always with us. So that's why we say Baruch Hamakim. Right in the Gola we say, Baruch Shem Eftachosai. My father, Zangazant, always says over here, he saw this parish, in this part of the Gola, Baruch Shem Eftachosai, the Eibishter watches his promise. The Eibishter promised he's going to take us out of the Golnus and bring the Gula. And the Eibishter, we say, Baruch Shem Eftachosai, we'll keep his word. L'chari is a bit of shvet to understand, what's the Shevach? Of course the Eibishter keeps his word. What does that mean, Baruch Shem Eftachosai? It's Pasha the Eibishter keeps his word. So he wanted to say that it's Maloshin of the Pasuk. The Pasuk says, by the Cholimus of Yosef Tzadik. When Yosef Tzadik had his Cholimus, he told to his father, to his brothers, to his father, the Torah says, his brothers were jealous, and his father watched it. Rashi teaches, Shemestava, Hoyamamtenu Metzapa Mosi Yavai. He was waiting and hoping when it will be Mekuyim. And Rashi brings down Psukim, that the Lashon of Shem is the Lashon of Yeshiv and Metzapa. Is a min, my father would say, that's what Baruch Shem after Chassid. Abishah not only is going to keep his word, Abishah is sitting and waiting to keep his word. He wants to keep his word. He's waiting for us to Tushin Tshuva. Come on, to be Machriya the Mishkal, that there should be more Mumis of Aveis. And that second that we'll do Tshuva and we'll be Zechad Dunla, Abishah is waiting to. It's not just Baruch Shem after Chassid, it's Yeshiv and Metzapa, as the Rashi teaches in the Pasuk by Yeshiv Tzadik.
My father used to say that also by the same. My father also said that it's Moshe.
Yeah. It starts with Sunday. Yeshiva Mitzapa to be Shem Shabbos. Very good, okay. Mizrach Zayn Tzatshuva and the Gulen Shleim of Heavy Main Army.